I had a few items to bring up with commissioners. I'd like you to all reserve August 22nd, the morning of August 22nd, for an additional conference call. The director has asked that we add that conference call in order to assure that we have sufficient time to consider budget proposals. So we'll send out an email, but just reserve that conference call for now, that date for the conference call. That's the 22nd. Another item is notebooks. The notebooks for the meeting coming up next week were too large to mail. The HPA portions of it were hundreds of pages. So you will be receiving your notebooks when you arrive. They'll be kept in Olympia. Then the third item is our executive session. Wanted to remind everyone, we will have an executive session on Thursday the 7th. That's next week, the 7th, at 3 p.m. in the director's conference room. This executive session will take up issues related to potential litigation. And I think it will last for a couple hours. Not absolutely sure, but to schedule in a couple hours for that. I think that's all for the reminders. Does anyone have anything else to bring up?
And Chair, Commissioner Schmitten.
Commissioner Schmitten, go ahead.
I would note that Assistant Director Hamflin provided an excellent summary of his field visit of the burnt areas in the Okanagan County. This fire, which all four fires still continue to burn, is the largest in Washington's history. 303 homes have been destroyed. Last day across the lake from where I live, as the day warms, the fire rekindles and the smoke goes up to 6,000 or 8,000 feet of a plume. And so it remains threatening in this area. And, you know, I just am heartstruck of all the habitat loss through, especially for mule deer, bighorn sheep, and then small critters. On a higher note, Hawkeye Run here in north central Washington, both the Okanagan and Karen Lake Wenatchee, our records, our previous record, and these records have been kept since 1938, was 42,000. We're up somewhere around 70,000 fish. It's just amazing how the resource, and these are all wild fish, how they continue to prosper in these recent years. Mm-hmm. Two comments I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Good comment.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to comment a little bit on the fire, too. And even though we're getting closer to containment on the Carlton Complex fire, it's still burning. There's still danger. And I think it's important to realize that there's other dangers now after you have that much of a landscape scarred and vegetation removed. Flash flooding is a very, very, very real threat. There's groups working to try to, you know, get the public informed of that. The Conservation District here is kind of leading an effort or to be a clearinghouse to get information out to potential problem areas and problem draws and reminding people to look up slope, because what's above you now is very important to your safety. It's also very hard, I think, to think about the wildlife when there's such human suffering still kind of is occurring and there's so much loss. But eventually, you know, we'll get around to that. Very, very some tough decisions to be made in terms of wildlife. And I know the department has people out right now inventorying and looking at the Department of Wildlife lands, at least, and trying to come up with some recommendations there. So this is a long-term process of healing that has to occur. And just a reminder that, you know, we're definitely not out of the woods yet in terms of danger to public safety and health.
Thank you. Thank you for that. The cost, I think we'll be hearing a report from the director and deputy director at our meeting next week about the cost, the work to be done now that miles and miles of boundary fence has been destroyed. Wildlife conflicts will increase, meaning the wildlife will move off the habitat that we provided. It's no longer productive for them, moving into lower areas where they will come in conflict with ranchers and farmers. So it's going to be difficult for some time. And in this budget climate, we were not hoping for yet another big, huge problem, but we haven't. So thank you for that. Any other comments? I know a number of commissioners need to move on to do other things today. So I guess that means we've concluded our business. And wish you all a nice weekend, and we'll see you next week. This meeting is adjourned.